We kicked off training camp today. Players started early with the physicals. They're actually participating in conditioning tests right now, and then we get into our administrative meetings at noon, and that'll go through 4 o'clock, and then we'll get into the football meetings tonight, install number one, and hit the field running tomorrow. So exciting time, a lot of energy in the building, and it's good to be back. Good to see everybody. With that, I'll take your questions.
Speaking of installs, do you have to lean towards the run game a little bit more on offense at the beginning of camp, just because you were, you know, really focused on the passing game and OTAs throughout the spring? Do you have to look at the running game a little bit more?
Very good point. I actually just came out of a meeting. You know, you set the training camp schedule in June. Give your staff time to work on it, get all the, you know, the details and the drills and everything you want to do, and all the reps of each period. And we actually just reviewed some of the things that I've had time to go through this summer, and we adjusted some things, particularly just for the emphasis in the run game. So you only have so much padded work. The reality of the OTAs is you're limited to what you can do. So frankly, I think the quality of work for us this year, focusing primarily on the passing game, was very good, and you can see the improvement there. Just getting the cut-ups ready for the install meetings going into this week, just the quality of tape, particularly individual work and the fundamental work, was very good. So I was pleased with what we accomplished. So with that, we kind of do have to shift gears and make sure we're given the time, and you know, particularly in pads, and that'll start Saturday, and that's where, you know, into family night, because we have 8 practices, install practices, so we'll have the 5 8 a.m. practices, and we'll shift gears into 3 night practices, and from that we got to make sure we come out of there where our pads are set and guys are, you know, are getting those quality reps, as opposed to half line drills and 9-on-7 drills, a little more of that than we've done in the past. So that's clearly, I think, if you do keep track of that stuff when you do watch practice, you'll see that.
Mike, at this point in your career, how much do you find yourself adjusting your plan this time of year, and how much of it is just sticking to what you know and what you've learned has worked in the past?
Well, I think your plan is always evolving because it has to. You know, we have 12 years. There's a lot of detail that goes into the planning of training camp, a lot of time. We have all 12. Well, really, I have the 2011 on because, you know, that's the CBA year. Training camps are all on my wall in our main office. And you have to get better each year in how you train your team, because, I mean, this is part of the competition, how you practice, how you train your team, the new wrinkles each year to make sure you're, you know, the running back group, they're young. We got to make sure they get more fundamental work, or they're seeing some tougher looks than we probably have done in the past. So you're always tilting the drill work, the team periods, to what you're trying to accomplish as a football team.
Mike, you have a chance to tie the all-time record for consecutive playoff appearances with 9. Can you pinpoint why and what the keys to that success over time have been? And when this started in 09 with the wild card, did you see this coming, these consecutive appearances?
Man, that's a very nice question. I have never thought about it. So I don't think about records, you know, and really, and I think why we're successful is we stay in tune with the practicality. The spring football is an education opportunity for our football team. We hit the target there, and now it's getting back to football. We have to improve. We got a lot of work to do. You do every year, 30-plus rookies on a roster. They need to learn how to practice the Green Bay Packer way. We'll be in helmets the first 2 days, so we have to get that started tomorrow. So it's about stacking success each and every day, and how you install, how you teach, how you emphasize, and how you transfer the energy into the practices, how these young guys, you know, can now contribute. Because it's one thing to run around in underwear and helmets and feel good about their athletic ability. They belong. We're glad they're here. But we got to get these guys ready for these padded practices, get the offense, defense, and special teams installed, and get ready to play games.
Coach, last time I was here, you talked a little bit about quarterbacks and the challenges, particularly in training camp with footwork, and some of that gets pushed aside. What's your philosophy with the quarterbacks, you know, heading into camp, and how you approach what they do?
Well, this is really our last hurrah in some cases, just the training camp when it comes to footwork, because when you get into the season, you know, so much time is spent on scheme. So you'll if you watch the practice during the special team, anytime there's an open opportunity, you'll see quarterback drills going on. We have a quarterback school format that we've always followed, that specific drills go into that format. So we'll incorporate that throughout the practices and training camp, because this is really the last time, you know, these 4 weeks or 5 weeks is the last time we'll have the time to do those. So we'll carry that over into the regular season training and from a minimal focus, during special teams periods and everything. But, yeah, fundamentals, this is the time of year you have to do it. You're on a three-hour block down there into training camp practices, and we need to max that out.
Mike, you've got 12 years going in, and oftentimes we hear from players who are getting a little longer in their careers how they adjust their training to make sure they're ready. What does a head coach do to adjust his training or get himself ready 12 years in?
Very fortunate to have a loving wife and five children. So the training's getting harder. So I'm training harder in the summertime. But, you have to get away. Spend most of my time really in Green Bay and going up to Door County on the weekends. So being in here during the week, we've actually had a lot of guys stay here this summer. We have a number of fathers with new children. So they're, in here working out every day. But just getting ready and just going back through it and staying focused on the details.
Mike, getting back to the running game really quickly, when you look at Ty and the approach he took this offseason to that position, what do you think of the way he's kind of, approached this, this new opportunity for him and trying to maximize?
Well, he's just stepped out in front and just keeps going. So I think he did a really good job of, he's been able to focus on the position. So very comfortable, obviously the understanding and the details of the things he was asked to do, to be able to rep those things from day one, obviously helps him out a lot. And he looks good. I'm very pleased with the way he has stepped to the front of the class.
Along those lines, Mike, you've got, so you mentioned before, there's only so many reps in training camp. Mm-hmm. You've got to get Ty ready. You've got five rookies behind him. How do you juggle the lack of reps with the lack of experience?
Well, you have a set plan. I mean, that's why we have a staff meeting every day. We'll talk about the, obviously the corrections from the day before, and you set the reps for the next practice. So, unfortunately, injuries usually takes care of some of that, and you're always stressed. You may have to sometimes adjust your practice, but you just work through it. And, the teaching part of it in the classroom, we got the gymnasium walkthroughs and things like that. So you're really focus on doing more of that when you have that high, because we're obviously very young at the running back position. So that's the stuff you focus on. But the reps usually takes care of itself. And frankly, the players' availability and their performance level each day really controls who gets the reps.
Are there any indicators in camp that you look for that shows you, that you've learned shows you that your team's ready to go for the season?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what you work on every day. I mean, I call them thresholds. There's things that you see in practice, just the speed of the play, the finish of the play, when you get into the pads, the pad work, the tightness and the fits, and that's what coaching is all about.
Mike, how do you think your secondary came through all of the different challenges, medical, performance through last season, into this offseason, and where they're at now going into this?
Medically, don't really have a full update for you, but we're healthy. We have a couple guys that I know they want to continue to talk about. We'll get that to you tomorrow in the press conference before practice. But, secondary-wise, I feel good about our guys. I think it's going to be an extremely competitive camp. The numbers are really good there. So you got a number of guys playing multiple positions. The corners are I think the work in the spring. The OTA is really the focus on the passing game. You really get to see them compete in footwork and, more space activity than you've had in the past. So I like the work that's going on there.
Mike, when you got here this morning, was Martellus asleep in the locker room when you got here?
I didn't check. I heard all about it. But, I was here late last night, so he must have came after I left. So Mike, I don't usually check lockers for people sleeping.
Mike, how do you come up with your off days during camp, and how do you balance that with, how many reps you want to get guys and what you're trying to accomplish during?
Experience plays a lot into it. I'm going to say the first year we were here, I think it took 12 installations to get everything in, and, we kept trying to cut that back. And, we have a principle that we focus on, less volume, more creativity. So you're always trying to tailor that to your team each and every year. That's always a big challenge when you try to project what you need to do schematically that will fit your roster to make sure that all those guys have opportunities when you get to that. So, and you just keep working. GPS plays a big part into it. It's been really good confirmation of workloads and practice, short areas. So it's to me, that's all part of the, you know, a part of the competition, you know, how you train your team.
Do you still teach to the young guys the lowest common denominator, or are you now in a situation where you have enough veterans where you teach them and the rookies have to catch up?
Well, yeah, I mean, from a teacher's standpoint, you always teach to the youngest guy in the room. But, you know, frankly, the educational period is over, in my view. If we have a player that when we go get together tonight and start talking about install number one, and he doesn't know his assignments already, he's in trouble. I mean, he's going to have a very difficult time competing. So you know, that's really the beauty of May, June, and July. So we put a lot into those meetings and the walkthroughs, and so I feel very good about where they are, just as far as what they have to do, and this is the time to work on how you do it and make sure it's clear why we're doing it and you know, getting in sync with the guy next to you.
The change in just one roster cut now in camp as opposed to the two in the past, how does that, what's the benefit there for you, and does it change the way you plan out reps, game reps, and the way you practice?
All for it. I think anytime you have the opportunity to coach players longer, it's a benefit to your program. I think any coach in this league would like to have a 90 man roster the whole season. So it's the opportunity to keep coaching guys because the toll of a season is tough on your team. I think it's a great benefit. Now how you rep them, I don't really see it changing a whole lot as far as how you go into the preseason games. It'll definitely be very helpful in the fourth preseason game. I think that's obvious.
Like when you look at all those rookie running backs you have, are you looking for someone to be like a change of pace for Ty, or are you just looking for one of those guys to jump out and be the?
The first job responsibility, I mean, if you want to get into specifics, is you want your running backs all to be a three down player, because you want the element of no huddle available to you. You want to be able to turn that on anytime you're in the game, and that's the way you want to play. So. And that's always been a focus, and that's the way they're trained. So if I was going to say job responsibility, it's the ability to play on third down. Because, you know, obviously all these guys could play on first and second down. He wouldn't be here. So that's really the focus. And really what they do best, that really comes down to play calling and how you fit them into the personnel groups and so forth. So really the focus is for these guys to make sure they master third down.
Coach, could you speak to your tight ends and obviously Lance, Richard, and Martellus? And sort of looks like a luxury line to us, but how is it going to look different for your offense with those guys?
Well, I think offensively it won't be a lot of difference. I think Martellus, clearly the ability to play on the line of scrimmage, we'll have more than that than we've had in a long time here. So if there's one thing from a job responsibility for the tight end position, I think that would probably be the biggest change.
Like, what's the plan for Kevin King to try to get him back to, you know, caught up with all the rest of the guys?
Well, I mean, mentally, I know Kevin's ready to go. Really, all the information that comes out of today, hopefully there's no surprises, you know, as far as the physical and the conditioning and so forth. But I would assume he'd be ready to go tomorrow.
Hey, Mike, Dave mentioned the 8 straight years in the playoffs, but you're as competitive as anybody. And most of those years have not ended where you want them. What about this team, as you go into camp, do you really like? And what do you think you guys need to really get better? What area do you really need to get better to get to where you want to go?
Well, I mean, number one, you like the players. You like the people. This is a hard-working bunch. I think, you know, things from the year before, okay, you know, it's the worst thing that you can do in this business to think that anything is just because you did it last year, you're going to do it this year. So you got to really watch that. That to me, that falls in the category of complacency. So, but with that, you do have those lessons, and those elements are still part of your locker room. But this is the ultimate team game. So you have to, you know, work to pull all that together again. So And that's why I just stay focused on the grind, because every team's different. You know, our stress points are going to be different this year. You know, the thresholds that how we got to get over them to get to the to be that quality team, you know, they're going to come at you differently, different timing, different people. You know, hopefully the injuries are not a huge factor, but it's part of the game. So I mean, all those different variables, you just fight through them. So I get, you know, the conversations that you have to have. We have full confidence. The goal here has never changed. I mean, it's been the same since day one. So you have to stack success, and you obviously have to get in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. So, but I think it's very important, because in my younger years, and I'd come in here and I'd, you know, answer those questions, and the problem is I actually thought about them. You know, now I don't even think about it, because it's not what I do think about it. So I thought about it because I wanted to give you a good answer. Now I just got comfortable with, you know, not giving you the good answer. So because that's the reality of it. And I'm not trying to be a smartass. It's just I stay focused on what we need to do, because it's, you know, you got so many things. You got nutrition, rest, recovery, and where you have to adjust, because there's so many things you've done in the old days that you learned the course of time that are obviously still good. But, you know, it's training your team smarter is the way the last, you know, decade or so in this league is presented because of the advancements. So you have to be in tune with that, and just trying to find a balance of training your team, you know, the right way, being smart, but also getting them ready to win a championship.
So you mentioned your younger days as a coach. I remember you guys won your last four in your rookie year, and I remember you talking in 07 about how you did feel like there was some carryover. You guys go 13-3, reach the NFC Championship game. So now, philosophically, you don't think that necessarily the 8 straight wins to get you to the NFC title game last year, you don't think there's carryover then to...
Oh, absolutely. And I go back, if we want to get into a deep philosophical conversations, and I said this back in 06, programs win championships. You know, I never thought that, you know, sell the farm and try to be a one-year wonder. I mean, we've never that's not the way we're going to do it here, and that's been clear cut. I mean, you see the way we do business. That's not our philosophy. So we build a program, and we keep investing in that program. We keep, you know, bringing in the younger players, and just keep, you got to keep growing. So those 8 playoff victories are a clear reflection of a championship level program, and that's the reality of it. So but my focus is on, you know, continue to grow that and get better and learn from the past years. So we've always focused on the program. We've never have sold out to win one game. So, and that's our mode of operation.
Are you expecting the league to hand out any kind of a suspension to Darren Perry now that his legal matter is wrapped up?
Well, as far as Darren Perry's situation, the internal process has, you know, moved forward in accordance with the National Football League. So, and I'm comfortable at where we are.
Mike, once you got through OTAs and mini camps, was there an area that you kind of focused on for improvement in training camp, or something that you really wanted to hone in on?
Well, you know, we tilted it so much towards the passing game, and I felt that, you know, we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish, particularly there at the end, just with all the young player practices and focuses. So I felt like we got them ready to know what they need. They need to know what to do. And but as far as saying, hey, I didn't get this done in the OTAs, I didn't feel that way. So, and you know, we've always spent the month of June, you know, particularly end of May and month of June, working on training camp as a staff, you know, because it's very helpful just from a planning standpoint when you go through OTA number one, which is your first install. If you're going through it, then you're also, you know, at night working on install number one in training camp. So you're able to. So that's just kind of the way we've always done it. So we didn't come out of that saying, oh, we didn't hit the target there, that we need to make sure we change something, because a lot of our practices, you know, our first 8 practices are really in line with the 8 install practices in the OTAs.
Mike, what does Jari add to your offensive line besides experience?
I'll tell you what, good football player number one. I think you can't get away from that, and I just love the way he's fit in. He's a vet, but he's a glue guy. He's fit in very, very well here. So, and I think he'll definitely, you know, stand out when we put the pads on.
Two more, please.
Hey, Mike, from the outside looking at your special teams, you got a rookie punter, you don't have competition in camp, you got a rookie snapper. Mike is gone, so it's not really clear what your return plan is. Is this as do you have a lot to figure out on special teams during this camp, do you think?
Yeah, we're very green there, and I'm not talking about the colors or our uniform. We got a lot of work to do, so that's definitely a focus.
Mike, have you addressed LaTroy Guyon's off-field with him, and is he running out of chances here with
these? I mean, LaTroy's situation is obviously a pending matter, but he's made mistakes, and we're still working with him.
Will he be practicing with you for sure?
As far as everything comes, you know, based on what's going on this morning and, you know, physicals, conditioning, and so forth, I anticipate he will.
Mike, what was the message for the team first day together?
I haven't spoke to the team yet. So.
Not even last night, you didn't even get together just to...
No, we'd start today.
Okay.
Like I went through the schedule.
Well, I know everyone came yesterday. I didn't know if you had a chance to...
Yesterday was travel. We start today. We get together at noon, have a lot of administrative meetings, and then we'll get into the football tonight.